All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment two of this program four of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. I'm Marshall Wood, your host for the segment, this second segment of my show here on AM 1100 WCJ, wonderful coastal Georgia. We just concluded reading some, well, pessimistic material by none other than Mr. Mark Levin and an opening comment by my son Mike about the fact that God's in charge and no matter how bleak things may look, it's our duty just to press on. Like David Farragut said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. And then my good friend who wrote a book called Cultural Cancer, Dealing with Cultural Marxism, told us about the perfidy of the Democrat Party that's been percolating all along. So I'm going to continue in that vein here in segment two. And I want to read something to you that my favorite author, David Horowitz, has written in his absolutely fabulous book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be Our Last. I agree with him 100%. Listen to what David has to say. On page 211 and 212 of his book, is America already an empty shell of its greater sense, and are its days really numbered as we think? Well, only a fool would say, with any degree of certainty, no. Probability is pretty high. Barbarian terrorist forces are already at the gates. They're inside them. American leaders, both military and civilian, are preoccupied with delusional threats that are said to be existential climate change. Horse crap! White supremacy, a lie! Patriotic extremism, the only salvation to our country. But those are my words. But the greatest existential threat to American democracy is the drive by the, my words are, Democrat Party, or what's called in the Democrat Party, to create a one-party socialist state, a fascist state. This is manifest in their assault on the First Amendment through so-called cancel culture and their collusion in the deplatforming of a president of the United States and his 74 million supporters. They have pressed for the dismantling of the system of checks and balances, which has been the bulwark of American democracy for over 240 years. They have done this by demonizing their domestic political opponents, by attempting to abolish the Electoral College, and in pushing to abolish the filibuster and to pack the Supreme Court. And they have attacked the integrity of the electoral system by imposing voter IDs. They have assaulted anyone who questions election results as enemies of American democracy. And they have replaced America's liberating culture of individualism with a tribal identity politics that undermines the foundations of the constitutional system of this country. And finally, while handing Islamic terrorists their greatest victory since 9/11. They have sought to attack and discredit their democratic opponents as domestic extremists and terrorists. Their zealous advocacy of socialistic economics and political fascism sets us on the path to a totalitarian future. All that awaits that sad conclusion of these efforts are the gulags and the deprogramming camps. And they are not shy about promoting them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Horowitz is right, but he's even on the pale side of the flashing red light that we need to see in this country. As I said last week, there are a couple of really important ladies in my life that have opened my eyes to some things, besides my precious daughters-in-law, because I have no daughters, my granddaughters. I've got my wonderful wife and another close friend of ours who's a nurse and a caring person. Sandra has just, Cindy and Sandra together kind of worked together to help me understand, to give me a passion about trying to save America and communicating that to you in this segment of this program. What is becoming of America? Do you understand? I hope. At least I see it, and I trust my judgment more than anybody else's now, because I haven't been too wrong in the last few years. I see America on the very verge of being driven toward social chaos in less than 12 months. We have legal actions pending against Mr. Trump that are absolutely unconstitutional and smack only of trying to eliminate him as, in my view, the righteous solution, the only righteous solution that America has to our mess, and the one who can reach down and bring, well, the necessary judgment on this filthy, this anti-patriot, no, this treasonous Democrat Party that, you know, is full of people like Joe Biden and that ilk, that empty, vapid, vacuous, empty suit that the powers that be put in charge because he's too stupid to have an idea of his own that's worth anything, and they knew he could be led about like a bull for the slaughter on a chain, the rest of us behind him. Do you like President Trump? President Biden, Woody? Hell no. And he needs to be gone. And he needs to be gone legally. But ladies and gentlemen, the days ahead are being shaped by the Democrat Party and their minions to create so much chaos on this country that at the appropriate hour, I believe, they will have reason to declare martial law. And under martial law, probably do away with any election, and we will end up with a tiny segment of Animal Farm committee members who will direct this country because of economic collapse or a third world sponsored attack. Well, the missiles of the Iranians, Chinese, and North Koreans, even the Russians, may suddenly come at us from unexpected locations around the world, in the third world, or even from those others. Weapons designed to take out our grid system and send us back into the 16th century without any electricity, an inner city that's overcrowded and in flames. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said in the 13th and final program of the Bigger Pictures series on politics and faith, America's time has come to go away. And so I'm behind the microphone today to make you aware that this man has that opinion. He said what he wants to say. He's closing out his program. Now he's going to get ready for what's next. And I'm hoping that everyone else will do the due diligence they need to do, understanding that the Democrats have destroyed America. My good friend, because I like him so well, he has no knowledge of me, Mark R. Levin wrote a very accurate book, The Democrat Party Hates America. And my equally good friend who doesn't know me, David Horowitz, says it's the final battle. And there's other people like Ken Timmerman, who I respect deeply, who have understood and articulated to us we have a problem. And he's tried to get our attention by saying, we better get Mr. Trump back in office or we have problems. We're going to continue into segment three with this same theme. I hope you'll stay with me. We're in a heck of a mess, folks. God bless you. Come back.